And I was thinking there, as we are embarking here on this Palm Sunday, amen, Sunday before Easter, and I was thinking how that the Lord, amen, made that triumphant entry into Jerusalem, amen. There that final week, praise God. And how that they went down there, and the Bible said they cut the palm branches, praise God, and laid them down in the path. And Jesus rode as it was prophesied by Isaiah, and I think even Zechariah, amen, how that he would be on the coat, the foal of an ass, amen. Over there in Matthew, what is it, 21 maybe, records that. And that's exactly how he came, praise God.
Right.
Amen. And I was reading here a little thing. In ancient times, palm branches symbolized goodness and victory. Hallelujah. They were often depicted on coins and important buildings. Even Solomon had palm branches carved into the walls and the doors of the temple. 1 Kings 6 and 29. Amen. And then again, we find in Revelation. This ain't my message tonight, but this got on me over there. Revelation chapter number 7. I don't want to lose my place. I'm going to read in a minute, but I want you to notice this. Jesus' final entry, amen, into Jerusalem. It wasn't a sign of cowardice, praise God. It wasn't a sign of weakness, amen. Jesus said in one place, I've got the power to lay down my life, and I've got the power to take it up again. Hallelujah. Amen. This wasn't the sign of a savior of any type of weakness, but here he was coming in victory. Hallelujah. Coming with great victory. Amen. And we find that, as we said, Solomon had palm trees upon the temple walls. Amen. And they had palm trees on their money. And I want you to listen to what Revelation 6 and verse number 9 says. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number. Out of, amen, the United States of America, no. But out of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the Lord. And behold, the Lamb clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, a sign of victory. Hallelujah. I'd like to let you know here tonight, the church is going to, we're victorious right now. Amen. It looks like we might be the minority, but I tell you, we are the majority when he gets in the midst. Praise God. Amen. That's right. The three Hebrew boys were the minority. Everybody else bowed to the music and bowed to the king. Amen. But they said, we're not going to bow to idol gods. They were the minority. But I tell you, in the fire, Brother Daniel, when the majority showed up, amen, they was victorious. Hallelujah. I'd like to let you know tonight, we can be victorious through Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm so glad that I'm serving one that's able to help me. Praise God. I'm so glad I'm serving one who's able to save, as one man said, from the uttermost to the guttermost. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad Brother Herbie used to sing that song? He reached way down for me. Hallelujah. Thank God I got saved, Brother Keith, when I was just a young boy. But he still reached way down to where I was. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he reached down for you? Aren't you glad that he cared enough, amen, to reach down to where you were? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles tonight, I'm going to read, take my text here from John chapter 19. John chapter 19, starting at verse 28. Read a few verses here. After this, amen, keep your Bibles handy. I'm going to need some readers here in a few moments. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop, amen, and put it to his mouth. Verse number 30. And Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar. He said, it is finished. He bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the Word of God. I want to take my text tonight. Amen. And I don't like to preach debatable, controversial topics. Amen. And this is in my opinion tonight. Praise God. I'd like to preach on some of the greatest words, if not the greatest thing that Jesus ever said. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said three words. It is finished. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people have a way with words. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people have a silver tongue. Amen. And I was looking for a receipt in my safe, and I often like to bring this out because I had to take a few classes. I was terrible in reading, especially reading comprehension. When I first came out of high school and entered college, I never read a lot. Amen. In high school, Brother J.R., I rode four-wheelers and rode horseback and went fishing all the time. Praise God. That's what I did. So when I entered college, I was probably behind most folks. Amen. Tested bad in some areas. But when I graduated college, we had to take an aptitude test. Amen. And I found it while I was looking for that receipt. Michelle, I bring it up to her every now and then. Amen. And especially in reading and in reading comprehension, I don't know how the testing was, but the national average was 44. Amen. And I scored in the 70s. I think it was 76. And it said I was well above average in reading comprehension. Praise God. Amen. So I was a good reader, and I understand a lot of what I read, Brother Chuck. And I was feeling good about myself. It had been a long time since I read that. Amen. But I got down there in the middle, and I thought, well, praise God. And how they judge speaking, I don't know. Amen. But didn't score so high in speaking. Amen. And I thought, well, praise God. Amen. I don't have a silver tongue. Amen. Some preachers do. Amen. Some people say things very well. Amen. But all throughout Jesus' ministry, he said things very well. Hallelujah. They said things like this about him. Never a man spake like this man spake. Hallelujah. Another person said he speaketh with such authority and such power, this Jesus speaks with. Amen. Thank God. The Bible says that the people were astonished at his doctrine. Amen. Even, praise God, at the word which fell from the golden tongue of the Son of God. He said such things as in John chapter number 8 and verse 58. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said later in John chapter number 10, amen, and verse number 30, I and the Father are one. And this has confused generations even until now. Praise God. But what he was saying was, I and the Father are one. We act as one, like a marriage couple. Me and Michelle, the Bible said when a man leaves his father and his mother, amen, he cleaves unto his wife, and they become one. Hallelujah. Amen. Michelle and I are one. Brother J.R., you and Lauren are one. Brother Tommy, you and Sister Mary are one. You and your companion are one. Amen. I've got a heartbeat. She's got a heartbeat. I've got my opinion. She's got her opinions. But when it comes down to it, great God, we're together. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus was saying. I and my Father are one. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, in another place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, he said, because I'm going to come again. What great words that Jesus spoke. Amen. He said in another place in Revelation, surely I come quickly. What great words. John, amen, in another place said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Another place he said, come, all ye that are heavy laden. Amen. All you that are heartbroken, sister, come unto me, and I will give you rest. What great words that Jesus spoke. All of these are some of the greatest words in all of human history. But I feel like tonight, some of the greatest words that Jesus ever said. Amen. Many aliens of the word, many, amen, people that try to fight against God's word, they say that these words were words of weakness. Amen. Words of one that was at, amen, full of power, but oh, that could not be further from the truth. Amen. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, I had already spoken earlier in the service from Palm Sunday. He come riding in victory, Brother Tommy, into that city of Jerusalem. There on Holy Thursday, they arrested him. They tried him. Pilate finally said, I find no fault in this man. They sent him back and forth. Nobody wanted this innocent blood on their hands. Pilate's wife said, I've suffered many things in a dream.
Don't lay your hand on this man. And finally the crowd cried, give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus. Oh, so you know the story. I didn't come to preach the crucifixion out tonight. I tell you, they laid that crown of thorn upon his head. Blood ran down. They mocked him. They cast lots for his raiment. They beat him. As Isaiah said, his vision was marred beyond, he was unrecognizable. Amen. Here he was suffering. His heart was barely beating. And he cried, I thirst. Give me something to drink.
Yeah.
And I read in your hearing there just a moment ago. And they gave him, vinegar and hyssop there. And gave him his last drink. And then he bowed his head. I believe before all of this, I left out the part. Darkness had settled in. And God had withheld the light. Praise God. Amen. For those several hours, darkness was all around. Why was that? That's a message in itself. God did not want them to sit there. They stripped him. They mocked him. They beat him. And I believe God said, you're not going to gawk at my son. And he shut the lights off. But when it got there to the end, here's my message tonight. Jesus cried these words and he bowed his head. It is finished. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's not words for the Tom Perry of weakness, but that's the words of a victor.
Yeah.
That's the words of a God that said from Genesis to Revelation, from when sin entered till sin is abolished, that perfect plan of salvation has been accomplished. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, it is finished. You can come unto me.
Yeah.
Hey, I found on my computer a while ago, but I don't have my date Bible. Look in date. Look up this, verse number 30 in your date Bible. And date gave 17 things and was finished. The veil of the temple was rent in twain. It was finished. Direct access was given to God. It is finished. Amen. Sins were covered. It is finished. Hey, I come to tell us, church, it is finished. Hallelujah. I don't have to die in my sins because it's finished. I don't have to plunge beneath the sinners. Amen. Guilt of stain and sin because it's finished. Hey, I come to tell somebody in this house tonight, it is finished. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! What's finished? Number one. Amen. The pain of redemption was finished. Hallelujah. Yeah. The death of that Christ died on the cross was one of absolute torture.
Yeah.
You and I cannot even begin to fathom how much Jesus suffered. Matthew tells us he was scourged. Luke tells us he was beaten, spit upon, mocked, nailed to the cross, stripped down naked. Amen. His beard was plucked from his face. Isaiah already said his vision was marred. They beat him unrecognizable. But one, praise God that he drank willingly. He laid down. He said, Father, not my will, let this cup pass. I don't want to do this. But oh God, it's not my will. It's your will.
Yeah.
And I'd like to let you know it was the will of the Father from Genesis chapter number 1, especially Genesis 3 and 15, when sin entered into the world. And God said, now I'm going to put enmity between the devil and between man. There had to be a plan. From that time forward, to be exact, there was a plan before the foundation of the world was ever laid. Thank God, this was God's plan to take his Holy Son, that unblemished Son, that Holy One who in heaven all cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. It was God's plan to offer up his Son, a supreme sacrifice. Hey, it was the will and the plan of God for God to offer up his only son. Why was it? Why did he do this? Oh, because of me. Oh, because of you. Because he loved us. Aren't you glad, church, that he loved us that much? Amen.
Yes, amen.
Woo! Oh, yes. Not only was there pain that the Savior endured for me and you, but there was also shame. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2 tells us, amen, being despised of the shame, the Son of God was stripped down. Hey, he endured the most shameful death that anyone could know. Oh, yes. Amen. Galatians. I want to get a few verses here. I got a bunch of them that I want to read tonight. Amen. But the book of Galatians, hallelujah, chapter number 3 and verse number 13, listen what it says. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse, amen, right, for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Here he was, he hanged on a tree. He suffered pain. He suffered shame. All because of me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he loved me. I'm glad that he bled and he died on an old rugged cross. All because he loved me. Thank God. Amen. He was cursed. Everyone that hangeth on a tree. He suffered shame so that I wouldn't have to. There was severe pain. There was shame. But perhaps the greatest agony that Jesus suffered while on the cross was the judgment. Amen. Of the Father. Oh, yes. Listen at Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 46. I'm going to let some of you read here in a minute. But listen, hear what it says. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli. Amen. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When Jesus was on that cross, he literally became sin. Corinthians said, amen, for me and you. He who knew no sin, amen, was made sin for us. Then the Father, unable to tolerate this sin in his presence, he judged his only Son, who was made sin in my place. Here Jesus hung. Hey God, I thought we'd be shouting by now. Here Jesus hung, Brother J.R., between the heavens and the earth. Hey God, there's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. But there's only one name. What is that name? I said, what is that name? At the name of Jesus, every knee's gonna bow. Every tongue's gonna confess that he's Lord of lords and King of kings. And God looked on his Son, who was made sin in my place. Jesus took the sin. He who knew no sin was made sin for me. Hallelujah. Thank God. And he suffered the wrath of an almighty God. He took the wrath. He took the shame. He took the sin so I could go free. And I'm free tonight because he took my place. I said I'm free tonight because he took my place.
Because while he was on that cross, for the first time ever, there was a gulf between him and the Father. Jesus literally experienced every man's death and every man's hell while on that cross. Oh yes. 2 Thessalonians. I need that one, Brother Tommy. 2 Thessalonians. Amen. 1:8. 1:8. Thank God, and I need two verses there. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Jeremiah, Brother JR. Give me Jeremiah 33:3. Brother Tom, give me 1 John 4:19. 1 John 4:19. But here Jesus was hanging. Amen. On that cross. Thank God. Amen. Taking my punishment. That should have been me. Hey,
I should have been the one dying. I should have been the one punished. He never knew sin. He never, amen, committed one sin in all of his life. Me, on the other hand, I'm guilty. Yeah. I had to go before the court and be tried before that court. I would be found guilty of sin in the first degree. I've fallen short. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. It should have been me. But there he was, hanging between the heavens and the earth. And he said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men. I come to preach to us tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. If I be lifted up, I would draw all men. And from the book of Genesis to the first man, to 2019, back to the last man, he's still drawing. He's still saving. Thank God in heaven, he's still almighty from then until now.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hand and praise him. I said he's still supreme. I said he's still almighty. He's still deity. He's still God. Even today.
Oh, yes, yes.
Woo!
Oh,
amen. Oh, but Jesus literally experienced every man's death. Tell us, Brother Tommy, 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. Tell us what it says.
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God.
Woo!
And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
Aren't you glad he took your punishment?
Yeah.
Woo. Aren't you glad he took your fire?
Amen.
Aren't you glad he took the wrath of God so that you and I would not have to?
Yeah.
Amen. Why did he suffer these things? Amen. Coming to me. Why did he suffer these things? Why did the Lamb of God willingly offer up his life as an atonement for our sins? Amen. The first reason why is because he loved me. Jeremiah, who had that one? You? Jeremiah 33:3. The number one reason why he took my pain, the number one reason why he took my sin, was because he loved me. Tell us what Jeremiah said.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great things and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Woo! He said, call unto me. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven.
Yeah.
Call unto me. Hey, aren't you glad you got one you can call to? Hey,
yeah.
I don't mean to bring up anything bad, but I tell you, some of you, they know what it's like. Your parents are gone. There's nothing like when you got a question and you call up your mom or dad. Hey, there's been times I've called up my parents and they not answered. And I get worried. Amen. 9, 10 o'clock at night, they're supposed to be home. I'm the only one young enough to run around 10 o'clock at night. The other day, Brother Chuck, I called them and they wasn't nowhere to be found. I call sometimes on their cell phone, can't get nobody to answer. Next person I call, it's my sister. Jessica, have you heard from mom and dad? Where are they at? Hey, but I can't get a call back. I can't get them on the line. But God said, I love you so much. Call unto me,
yes,
and I'll be found. Aren't you glad you can call him up on the hotline and the number's never busy?
Yeah.
Call unto me. I'm so glad that he answers and that he cares about us.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Hey, amen. Oh, yeah, 1 John 4:19. What's it say?
We love him because he first.
Woo! Great God. I don't think I'm going to get done with this. Great God. Amen. Why do I love him? Hey, thank God. I'm an old, filthy, rotten rascal. I don't deserve this. But thank God, Brother Daniel, I loved him. Because when I was in the hog pen, when I was watered in a mire,
yeah,
he still loved me. Can somebody raise a hand and say, yeah, he loves me? seeking for me. Thank God. God loves me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Secondly, because he wanted to prove his love for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Not only did he say, I love you, but he said, I'll prove my love for you. Romans 5:8, while we were yet sinners.
Yeah.